In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. We have a friend from back in our seminary days named Sandy Johnson. It was Christmas time. She was doing some shopping. Parking lot was crowded, and she went up and down the aisles looking for a parking spot. Finally saw someone getting in their car, taillights on, so she waits for that spot to open. The car pulls out and goes on its way. She puts her car in gear and is about ready to take the spot she had waited for, and wouldn't you know, someone coming up the other way zips in and takes the spot she was waiting for. So she smacks her hand on the steering wheel and utters a colorful metaphor, and her four-year-old son in the back seat says, "Mom, you shouldn't talk like that." She says, "Why not?" And he says, "Because God doesn't like it when you talk like that." And she, still in a sour mood, says, "Well, how do you know?" And he says, "Because he told me." And she, at that moment, knew that she better not push him any further. A little moment of prophecy. God told me something to say, and it was true, from the mouth of a four-year-old son. But what is a prophet? Or maybe better, who is a prophet? And simply put, a prophet is someone who speaks in the name of God, someone who speaks the will of God. Not always the future, although certainly can be the future, but sometimes it's simply something as simple as saying, "God doesn't like that word." In the story, little boy Andrew was a prophet in that moment. He proclaimed the will of God for that time and for that place. Kind of a cute story between a mom and her son. But the prophets aren't very popular in the Bible. You might wonder, though, if someone was speaking the will of God, why wouldn't they be popular? Why wouldn't people, believers purportedly, be happy to hear the word of God? And I think we can say there are two basic reasons, probably lots of other reasons, but two basic reasons that the prophet is not very popular. The first reason is that a lot of times people don't like the message. They don't like being told that this isn't the way they ought to be living. You see, the prophet tells it like it is, not like we want it to be. When it comes down to it, our way is often mixed motives. Sure, we want some God stuff in it, but we also have our own ideas and our own agendas, and sometimes they don't mix well with what God wants. There's this account from the book of Kings about King Ahab. He wants to go to war and reclaim some land that was taken from them. And he assembles all his prophets to see if it's a good idea, to see what the prophets say God will do in this war. And of course, all the prophets are terrified of this king, so they all go, "Oh, yes, yes, whatever you want is gonna be good. God's going to give you the land you want. He's going to give you this war." So some of them made like iron horns and said, "You'll be able to stab these in the heart of your enemy," says the Lord. But one of the prophets doesn't show up. His name is Micaiah, kind of like Isaiah, only with an M at the front, Micaiah. And someone asks King Ahab about him. And King Ahab says, "Well, I hate him because he never prophesies good things." King Ahab doesn't care if Micaiah's words are true, but only if they're optimistic. But King Ahab is convinced and eventually sends for Micaiah anyway. And as the messenger is bringing Micaiah to the council, he says, "You know, bring good news to the king." He's kind of in a sour mood. Micaiah says, "Hey, I say what the Lord tells me to say." And so when Micaiah reports to the king, he tells him, "If you go to war, you will lose, and Israel will be scattered like sheep without a shepherd." And King Ahab says, You see what he says? And so he has Micaiah thrown in prison. The prophet tells it like it is, not like we want it to be. And sure enough, when King Ahab goes to war, he loses, and the people are scattered without a shepherd. We don't want to be told our plans, our ways, our words are contrary to God. We would rather not hear anything at all than hear that what we want is going against God. And I think the second reason we won't accept prophecy is we don't like the person who's bringing the news. You know, think of a person who irritates you the most. You got that person in mind? It's a lot harder to accept goodness and truth from the mouth of that person than the person you love the most, isn't it? And that's only because you don't like them. It doesn't matter that what they're saying might be true. It's the person that's saying it that sometimes clouds our judgment. In the gospel today, Jesus goes back to Nazareth, his hometown, and he enters the synagogue and he begins to teach there. Now, they admit right off the bat that Jesus is full of wisdom and mighty works. They're saying, where does he get this wisdom? Where does he get these mighty works? But they fall into this trap. Who Jesus is clouds their judgment. And they start saying, yeah, but who does he think he is? He's the carpenter's son. His family's all around us. He's that kid that grew up here. Who does he think he is coming in here and trying to tell us what's right? And they get offended not by what he said, but just because who he is. He's too familiar, and they don't like being taught by someone that familiar. It takes a wise person to accept the truth from someone they don't like. It's like when you hear something wise and later find out who said it, and then you reject it by saying, look who said it. You know, today in the church we celebrate the Apostle James. This is the James who wrote the Epistle of James. One of his sayings is, my beloved, let every one of you be swift to hear. A very simple sentence. It's a very interesting commandment, be swift to hear. But it makes sense when we consider it's in our broken nature to reject things, even true things, if the person speaking them is someone we don't care for. If the words of Jesus himself were rejected just because he was too familiar to people, how many times have you and I rejected God's word just because we didn't like the person speaking it? Brothers and sisters, there are prophets all around us. Some children, some people we like, some people we don't. But God sends prophecies through lots of people. And any time the will of God is truly proclaimed, that is, by definition, prophecy. Don't let the word of God, don't let a spark of truth or a spark of wisdom pass you by because you didn't like the messenger. But instead, as St. James says, that's not what he said. As St. James says, be swift to hear it. Amen.